thinking of Master Hua donating the majority of the land. Very auspicious. And now it's 30 years later. I think Abhayagiri started in 96, and that's when I graduated from high school. And I remember sort of being online in early 2000s and seeing pictures of Ajñānika when he was in Anagarika leaf. And everything changes. And, you know, first it's Ajahn Amaro and Ajahn Pasano. And then it's just Ajahn Pasano. And then it's Ajahn Kunadamo and Ajñānika. And now it's just Ajñānika. And now Ajñānika is a preceptor. It's all quite inspiring and very moving. And the monastery looks different in some ways. More buildings, more huts. But in some ways, it's the same as it's always been. And the purpose of the monastery is the same as it's always been. And I think that's one thing. I was certainly wasn't here for that first half of the monastery, but for the second half. And as far as I can tell, that hasn't changed. And that's really what's most important of all. The heart of the monastery, the heart of the practice, the heart of the teachings, the point of all this is always the same. It's always suffering and the end of suffering. It's all just a vehicle for that purpose. All these buildings, all these people, these robes, these haircuts, it's all for the same purpose, the same end, which is peace, which is what all of us have always wanted, what we've always been looking for, even before we got here and found this. We all have that same yearning, that same longing to be happy, to feel safe, to be satisfied, content, to stop searching, to find that which we're seeking, that which we've always been looking for.